Welcome back to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and Godzilla, King of the Monsters, is now in theaters, and as promised, I'm going to talk about it. Godzilla, King of the Monsters is a gigantic film, no pun intended, that really caters to its very niche audience of the Godzilla fan base. For the average moviegoer, if you enjoy gigantic action with giant monsters and huge fights and epic explosions, then you might also enjoy this movie. Alright, as always guys, spoilers are ahead for the remainder of the review. Alright, Godzilla King of the Monsters. When the original Godzilla reboot came out in 2014, you know, that movie was a big deal. Most people enjoyed it. The biggest problem people had with that movie was the enormous lack of monster fights, alright? Because that is why people watched Godzilla. That is why they come for Godzilla. They want to see Godzilla go ham on some other giant monster, alright? So that was the biggest complaint about that original Godzilla film. And because, you know, they counted, Godzilla was only in the picture for like 10 and a half minutes of a 2-hour movie. So, not great. So I think they took that criticism, dialed it to 11, and were like, you know what? You want monster fights? We're going to throw all the monster fights in there. We're going to throw the monster fight in there. King Ghidorah versus Godzilla is really what this movie centers around, and I think a lot of people really appreciated it. Now, full disclosure, I am not a Godzilla fan. I never got into Godzilla. I never watched like the old movies or anything like that. So I'm the average Godzilla fan. You know, I'm like, oh yeah, Godzilla. I know who that is. Everyone else, nada. I have no idea what else is going on. Yeah, so that is kind of where I'm coming from. So I'm taking this movie at its own value, as I tried to do. And we're going to move on. So again, spoilers ahead. Final warning. So Godzilla King of the Monsters delivers on the giant monster fights, all right? It's got Godzilla versus Ghidorah, Godzilla versus Rodan, Godzilla versus... Okay, there wasn't anyone else that versus humanity. Why not? I don't know. But yeah, so the main four monsters, Ghidorah, Godzilla, the butterfly, Mothra, and Rodan, which looked kind of funny, to be honest. Anyway, and obviously, we had the mysterious international business company Monarch, who has since discovered 17 titans hidden around the planet, and they had set up facilities at each one and was watching them and researching them and everything like that. And this movie really centers around the idea of the Orca, which is this device that could potentially control the Titans, which of course is a terrible idea. And obviously that plays out quite handedly later on. So Godzilla, he's just chilling, doing his own thing. And then the one lady, the movie centers around this family where it's like the mother and the dad and their daughter. Their son got killed in the original Godzilla attack, which is really sad. And then she works for Monarch. She kind of went off the reservation. She goes off the deep end, hires eco-terrorists to help her wake up the Titans because she believes that's what the planet needs. The only problem is they woke up the wrong Titan. They wake up Ghidorah, who's like the arch rival nemesis of Godzilla. And we find out that Ghidorah's actually an alien. I did not know that going in. I knew everyone else probably knew that, but I did not know that Ghidorah was an alien. So they had this whole big carnal, primal, alpha versus alpha face-off going. But Ghidorah is like winning for most of the movie. And he causes all the other Titans to wake up at the same time and do his bidding, which is super hardcore and also very bad for humanity. Ghidorah and Godzilla throw down on more than one occasion. They do it many times. They do it three times. And the second time, you know, the U.S. government's like, we're going to throw an O2 bomb at them. Like, what science fiction nonsense is that? The O2 bomb, it destroys all the oxygen? What? Anyway, they don't even explain that. They just got to roll with it, man. It's great. And, so they accidentally kill Godzilla. Nice job, guys. Yeah, Godzilla dies in the film temporarily. Good job, everybody. He doesn't actually die. He just goes to his underground, like, heater to recuperate. So their brilliant idea is, all right, we need Godzilla to come back, so why don't we just speed up this healing process and nuke him in the face? Yeah! America! And that's exactly what they do. And the one doctor guy volunteers to go do it. And it's actually a very touching moment. And then, bam, nuke to the face. And Godzilla's ready to go for round three. And can we just discuss the fact they blew up Godzilla's house? They essentially just blew up Godzilla's house. I feel like Godzilla's going to have a thing or two to say about that later. I mean, if I were him, like, you know, it's like this. I'm recording in my house right now. Someone just comes along, blows it up with a nuclear missile. I'd be a little pissed, all right? So maybe Godzilla will address that later on. Speaking of Godzilla, you know, I felt like they really improved the animation on Godzilla. Like, I felt like Godzilla had a lot more character in this film compared to the 2014 film, and like when he's like up there like looking down and glaring at you, it's like, whoa. You know, I really appreciated that. I really did. Yeah, the final fight with Ghidorah was absolutely insane. Godzilla's going nuclear at the ending and just like vaporizing everything he touches, and it's freaking great. I liked it a lot. I actually did like this movie a bit. I came for the monster fights. The monster fights delivered. Everything else, not so much, all right? The human elements of the film were kind of mediocre, to say the least. It really caused a massive pacing issue in the movie, because it'd just be like, we're all, you know, just going along, doing our thing, and then wham, monster fight, going along, doing our thing, wham, monster fight. It's just like, it was a roller coaster, man. It had some serious pacing issues, except during the third act, it actually all melded together a lot better. The one girl from Stranger Things was in the movie. She was great. She had some stuff to do, which was awesome. There's this one guy, like, on their giant flying fortress, like this tech nerd, and he was pretty funny. He's always had these kind of funny lines, which I appreciated. And Ghidorah, you know, he has that whole thing where he like regenerates his head, and that was awesome. And then I love how Godzilla killed him, because it's like you see Ghidorah's head, and he's like, nah, Godzilla's just gnawing on his head, and then he just like blows it to crap. And also, Mothra kind of drew the short straw, getting vaporized by Ghidorah. That was sad, I guess. Actually, I really don't care about Mothra, so never mind. Sorry, sucks to be you, Mothra. And of course, then Godzilla, having beat Ghidorah finally with the help of America, he gets control of the other monsters, and they all go do their own thing. The other thing I really didn't appreciate, I don't know, I guess I can't be mad about it, but they were so heavy-handed with the Kong versus Godzilla teases in this film. Like, every 10 minutes, like, Skull Island. 10 minutes later, Skull Island. Kong, whatever. Like, Kong Skull Island's part of this universe. That was a really good movie. But they kept teasing it over and over again. It's like, come on, dude. We get it. It's not coming out until 2020. Calm down. Like, that got a little old for me personally. So yeah, bottom line, if you like monster fights, if you like Godzilla, you'll like this movie. We'll see what happens with Kong versus Godzilla in a year or so. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time for X-Men Dark Phoenix as the summer movies continue. Also, be sure to visit me on the socials, particularly Facebook at Ace Cinema Central, because I have a link to my new YouTube channel for the podcast, put up a pretty cool video about the music of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So if you're interested in that, check that out, please. And I will see you next time.
Booyah!